At the moment, I'm not writing. I'm working on a non-fiction book about army wives from probably the late Victorian period to the present day, and my deadline is the end of 2015. I'm deep into my research, and while I have a nagging itch to write, I know it would be fatal to start at this stage. My editor has kindly offered to see anything I felt like producing before my deadline. "It doesn't matter if it's not as polished as you would like," he said in a coaxing tone last time I saw him. But while I know he means well, that just won't do. In my experience, once you start writing, the creative process has begun, and it's difficult to unthink your writing and start in a fresh way. In the past, I've written the occasional scene after I've visited a place or an archive because I found it so vivid that I've not been able to resist the temptation to commit it immediately to paper. Even then, it's always been a tricky feat to insinuate that piece into a larger structure. It's a luxury, and one largely due to the Royal Literary Fund, that I don't need to write in between books. By the time I have to start writing, I know I will be desperate to begin the story, and I hope that that excitement will show in the prose. In the meantime, I'm reading, not just books and items from archives that will eventually appear in my bibliography, but students' work and fiction that has nothing to do with my subject. Both, I'm convinced, will make me a better writer when my turn comes. I'm not one of those writers who simply has to write. I feel a need to write, but a big chunk of that compulsion is driven by the fact that equally, I need people to read my work. I don't like writing into a void. If I have a commission, I know that at the very least, my agent, editor, and close family will read what I've written. With any luck, it should be a few thousand more than that. But without a reader, for me at any rate, there would be no point in writing.